So this question is, it's not as exciting as a Super Bowl, but I will make it a Super Bowl party. So you have a Super Bowl party going on in one room. Everyone's doing great. There's always, as we know, what happens. I've been to one or two Super Bowl parties in my life, primarily in high school, the one that the Giants were in. What was that? Against the Ravens. I was in high school at that point, 10th, 11th grade. I remember which house it was in Lawrence. It was very, very fun. And I don't think I watched 1 second of the game because everyone was hanging out. There was a pool table. There was other food and all of this nash. And everyone was having great stuff. There was this Hero Sandwiches, deli. And so there was probably one person watching the game in one room. And everyone else is in the other room eating. So that's a perfect chabura. So you 10 people are sitting around your table, schmoozing, eating your meat and your bread, and the other guy is completely not mitzarif, so make it as a given. He is not at all interested in joining. He's there to watch the game. He's sitting an inch from the TV, and he's literally not moving. He's brought his food to there. He brought his own food, because I don't want anyone to tell me, he's combining, because that it's a given that he's not combining with the other 10 people. 10 people in one room. One person's eating his bread by the TV, his own food. He's not mitzarif at all, okay? Now comes along, game's over, turn off the TV, everything's quiet, and the 10 people are ready to make a zimun, okay? And you have 11th guy over there. 11th guy was not mitzarif at all. We're just talking about the Super Bowl. You didn't miss anything. So you have 10 people in one room. 10 people in one room, they all combine for a Zeman. They're all very, very frum. They've done it everything properly. And then you have one guy who's watching the Super Bowl in the other room who now realizes game's over. He may as well bench. But he knows there's this chevra in the other room, which is having a Zeman. Can he combine or not? Yes or no? Is he allowed to answer to the Zeman or not? No? What do you say? Yes. Yes or no?
You're telling him
yes.
He brought his own food, or
he's no. Because I don't. You're gonna be annoying. I'm making it quite clear. He was not. No. I was. I tried to prevent this. He is not halachically combined. He would not count for a zeman, according to all opinions. He says he gets up before the says and says, "I want to watch the game. I don't want to hang out with you. I am not mitzarif with you, hinni mukhnu mizumin, I'm eating by myself." Fine. Now they're making a zimun. So you can't ask me those questions because I answered it. Done. Can he answer to their zimun or not?
Yeah.
He hears them.
Yes.
Answer the full zimun?
Yeah.
Any dissenting opinions over here? It's going to be a better kabbalah than I thought then. No? Anyone want to say why he can't?
Because he didn't eat
with them. It wasn't mitzari. Says the Gemara in Brachos, let's say you're sitting there and you don't eat a thing. You don't eat a thing. You're sitting there, you're at a meeting or whatever it is, you now put a bite in your mouth, but you're sitting there, three people are eating. Yeah? Now you hear a zeman. What do you say? Says Shulchan Aruch, in such a situation, three people that are eating, v'hem mevarchin, and they're making a bracha, v'nichnes echad, and a guy comes in, shalom lachal, he didn't eat at all. If they're up to Nivarech Shechan Mishalo, Ona Achra, the answers have them a special language. Baruch Umivorach Shemo Tamid Liolam Vaid. Baruch Umivorach Shemo Tamid Liolam Vaid. So that's it. He doesn't say Baruch Shechanu Mishalo, right? Tvochainu.
Because he didn't eat.
In that case. And therefore he says this special language is brought down. Okay? You're with me? And if it's 10 people there, he says, Baruch Elokeinu. Baruch Baruch, okay, I think it's Baruch Baruch Shemot, no, it's Baruch Elokeinu Umevorach Shemot Tamid Liolam Vaid. Again, it's a special language for someone who does not eat at all. Excellent.
Come.
Absolutely not. Excellent question. What does he have to eat to combine? We'll do that another chabura. But if he doesn't eat a thing, he says, I'm not eating. I'm fasting, let's say, whatever it is. Yeah, he's on a diet. He's getting ready for the Super Bowl. So he diets the week beforehand. Yeah? And so now he's very easy, Shulchan Aruch straight up. Now comes the trickier question. Let's say someone says the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham pipes up on this Shulchan Aruch and says, if someone drank separately, he drank, not water, let's say he had a real orange juice or something like that, coffee, something serious, yeah? He drank separately, and now he hears a zimun, a regular zimun going on by itself, 3 people or 10 people, Magen Avraham doesn't say. He says he hears a separate zimun going on. What does he answer? Can he answer? Does he answer the regular zimun language? Like a regular zimun, Baruch Shachar Mishalo, or Baruch Alkenu Shachar Mishal Tuchinu? Or does he save a special language that he's not eating at all? Because he didn't eat with them, he wasn't combining with them. Says the Magen Avraham, it's fine, he may say the regular zimun language. Why? Because he ate. 2 points. Number one, drinking is the same as eating. Okay. And he could say, Baruch she'achanu mishalo tvochinu. Did he eat with them? No. But now, somehow, the fact that he did drink, he wasn't combined with them, but now the fact that he drinking is like eating. Eating, even though he ate separately, allows him to combine with the zimun. Now, he can't make a zimun. If there's 2 people plus him, you wouldn't be able to make a zimun because we said he ate separately. But here you have a zimun going on anyway, says the Magen Avraham in a one-line sentence, one-line comment, says he can he can answer the regular language of the zimun. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan understands this Magen Avraham very simply. Whether there's 3 people, whether there's 10 people, he can always answer along with them. Now, why do we care? Because you're saying God's name. If 10 people, it's a really serious big deal. So if you're not saying the right thing, you're taking God's name in vain. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Magen Avraham meant 3 people, meant 10 people, no difference. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, based on a Prima Gadim, and says this. Listen to this. V'im shasa, let's say he drank. I feel lo nitzar from him klal. In a totally different room, he was not combined at all. Yochel Omer, he's allowed to say Baruch Shachan Mishmol, the regular language, Dishtia Bechlal Achila. Because drinking is the same as eating. Drinking, eating, he wasn't combined with them, but since he drank and he ate or whatever, drinking is like eating, he's close enough he could combine. He doesn't make a zimun with them, but if the zimun's going on, he could answer. Says the Mishnah Berurah one more line. Umiyu, but Be'asara, if there are 10 people and they're making their zimun, and now this guy who just drank wants to combine and say God's name, he says, Nishar haprimagodim besafek ayin sham. It's doubtful, unclear in halacha, whether this guy who just drank something can answer to 10 people or not. Says the poskim, based on this primagodim, he would have to say a different language. You would have to say this special language of Baruch Umavorach Shmo Tamid Li'olam V'ed. Now, let's just clarify what this means. That means if you're in a restaurant, which happens all the time, yeah, I'm going to make this much more practical than a Super Bowl Shiloh. Yeah, this may not happen so much at Super Bowl, only once a year. People are in a restaurant, and what do you hear in the middle of your meal? Happy birthday. Okay, really annoying. Or you hear, you know, na 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 na. You have a shavuot brachos going on, and you're in traditions or whatever. And they're in their private room over there. They don't want to see you. You're definitely not included in their zimun. They've got 15 people in the other, 15 men in the other private room, and you just hear them going na 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 na, yeah. And now they're up to the zimun or whatever. They're up to the before bananas, yeah. But they get to the zimun, yeah. And you hear them say Rabbo Sain Varech. And you're drinking only, or we'll get to if you're eating as well, in the other room. What are you supposed to answer? Says the Mishnah Berurah, just to clarify, Mishnah Berurah says, you are not allowed to answer to their zimun the regular Zeman. And I assure you, we've all made this mistake, according to Mishnah Berurah. Because, of course, why would you not answer? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can't. Because especially if you only drink, it's not enough to combine with them. You're not weren't combined with them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you would have to say the special language of Baruch Umavaruch Shmo Tamid Leolam Vaid.
Did you say that explicitly? Or are you...
The Prima Gadim says it's a suffix. Mishnah Berurah says, I don't know what to do because it's a suffix. So everyone understands that Mishnah Berurah's meaning doesn't know what to do. So you're erring the side of caution.
But I would have assumed he meant, unless he said explicitly.
Yeah, well, I read you his language. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't say okay.
He says, "Umiu ba'asaro inin askaris Hashem sheomer baruch aleinu shachar mishlo nishra prima gadim besafik." Prima gadim doesn't know what to do in this situation.
No, but in the case of being one, you only had three.
Yeah,
he was good with that.
So I have in my notes that the Zimun Kolchas, I didn't look this up recently, the Zimun Kolchas says what the prima gadim means is that he should say baruch aleinu mevaruch shemo. So you have to say his weird language, as if he didn't eat at all. Because if he didn't eat at all, you could or drink at all, you could say this special language. So too over here. But now, yeah.
They're in a separate room. Why do you have to answer at all? So you heard it.
So what? You shouldn't do anything? Okay, fine. You don't have to, but are you allowed to? And everyone does.
Especially if you're still.
And everyone does.
But it's like traditions.
Would you have to answer at all?
Completely separate. That's my point. So let me ask you a question. Have you never answered? Answer me. Have you never answered? Can anyone honestly tell me that you've never heard a Zeman go on that you're not part of and you never answered? I hear it all the time. Yeah. Always arrests. The whole Malak of Hashem. No, it didn't happen in all of his time. You know, any of these places where you have, you know, we're looking back at videos of my Bubby. That's what made me think of it, because my Bubby, it was from Yossi's Babris, was at the whole Malak. You were all there probably, or many of you were there. I was there also. But so, say, look around. I'm thinking of hotels. We don't have these kosher hotels anymore, but everyone's eating together and you have a group eating, a 10 people, a family there, or the Pesach programs. You have all family making a Zimun. They make a Zimun.
They're not eating together.
Correct. You're not Mechoyev. You're not Mechoyev. But you hear him say Rabbo Seinrach. You sit there like an idiot.
So you hear it.
So you sit there like answers. So you sit there like an idiot. What's the answer? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah. You don't. You don't. Because you don't sit there like an idiot. No one does it. You automatically, intuitively say Baruch El Kedush Shalom.
No.
Why not?
I mean, if
you hear a Zimun, you're not going to answer at all. Interesting. Okay. So I have answered to Zimun. I'll be the idiot. I have answered to Zimunim. When you hear him coming from another room, what do? You know, you're not having. It doesn't mean you're not going to eat anymore. If you're sitting by yourself, especially, you're not going to have a Zimun. It's a great opportunity to answer to a Zimun. Why would you not answer? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to answer to the Velosha. Correct. You can't combine. You can't combine. Mask him. You can't combine at all. I agree with you. Don't count two of them and one of you. But if you're sitting there, don't sit there like a deaf mute. Say something. Say something. Combine. Says the Mishnah Berurah. I'll tell you what to say. Don't say the regular thing. Now the question is, now we get to the $1 million question. Is this only by drinking or eating? What about if someone is eating separately in a separate room, which is most cases in the tradition example, yeah, or your Sheva Brocha's example, you're eating at your own table, mm-hmm. You're eating a whole meal with bread and the whole works and your hamburgers and whatever it is, whatever. And there have 10 people in another room and you hear them. Are you allowed to answer the regular Zimun? Says the Sefer Derech Yisrael, based on this Mishnah Berurah, no, because why should eating be any different than drinking? You're not part of them. You're not allowed. Why should you be allowed to say the regular language?
Maybe according to that guy, drinking and eating is not the same.
So
if drinking and eating is not the same, you're drinking.
Says the Sefer Ketzad Mizamnin, a contemporary Sefer, and says that doesn't make any sense. There's obviously different levels of combinations. Yes, in this case, you're not combining at all. But when you're in the other room and you're just drinking an orange juice, then you're really not combining with them at all. Yes, you're not having intent to combine, and you're not even eating anything or drinking anything which is worthy of allowing you to answer the regular language of Zimun. You're no better than a person who's just sitting there and not eating at all. But if you're in the other room and you're eating something, you're putting a morsel of food into your mouth, then already, says the Sefer Ketz and Mizamim, that's not what the Mishnah Berurah meant. In that case, you can answer regularly. So let's sum up what we have, and then I'll tell you what I think is the lesson of this, and how it ties into the Super Bowl. One second. But the sum up is, just to do the check boxes over here, practically speaking, if you're eating nothing, and you hear, fine, let's clarify. What we're talking about over here is not combining to make a Zeman. We were talking about only when there's an existing Zeman. When you have an existing Zeman and you're sitting there eating nothing, drinking nothing, then you say the special language of Baruch Hum Baruch Shmo Tamid We'ol Mvoed. I always have to read it, and I never can remember, and I always need this because half the time I'm not eating, or I'm around, and I hear a Zeman, and I never remember the language. We should all remember it. I have not remembered it after now 39 years. Baruch Hum Baruch Shmo Tamid We'ol Mvoed. We should remember that language, okay? And so you have this, that's an easy Shaila. If you're in the other room and you are drinking, then according to most poskim, at least the Mishnah Berurah, if there's three people, you could join in and say the regular language. If it's 10 people, then you should say Shmo Tamid We'ol Mvoed. But if you're eating in the other room and you hear a Zeman, right, you're sorry, okay, sorry, correct, sorry. Okay, Shmo Tamid We'ol Mvoed. Yes, thank you. If you're in the other room and you're eating, then it gets into this machlokas. Simply put, I think you could paskin that you could say the regular language. So there's a difference between eating or drinking in the other room, and you hear 10 people making a Zeman. Drinking, you say the special language. Eating, you could say the regular language. But I think the lesson of this chabur is, and we'll get to a little bit more of a story for a second on the Super Bowl. The lesson is that it's better to combine with our fellow Jews. It's a better lesson that we should combine, and we should not try to be separate from the rest of Klal Yisrael. I think it's as everyone has on their mind, the Super Bowl, you know, on my own point, that is, we should also have in mind that there's other things that we could combine instead of a Super Bowl parties, we could combine with the tsaros of Klal Yisrael. As you said, the papers didn't talk about what happened in Eretz Yisrael. It's as a father, you know, with younger kids, you know, the thought of seeing an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old being killed and Rahmanu Litzlan murdered, it's heartbreaking. It's just really to see their faces in the bin on Yeshiva World News and smiley little kids. It's horrible. It's really tragic. And the question is, what should be our response? What would we be thinking? And I think the answer to what we should be thinking is a story of the Chafetz Chaim. Reb Shimon Schwab, who was the great leader of the Breuer's community, in 1930, Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, he spent Shabbos with the Chafetz Chaim. 1930, it was a year or two before the Chafetz Chaim was Nifter. 1930. And he writes a lot about that Shabbos. And he says, that Shabbos, Chafetz Chaim was benching. He observed the Chafetz Chaim benching. He said the benching was totally normal. It was a regular, said the words of Kavanah, but it wasn't anything to remember, he says. He reads the first bracha, everything is normal. Second bracha, everything is normal. Third bracha, everything is normal. Or in the middle of the third bracha, rather, he gets to the words, Rachem Hashem Okeinu Ha'Yisrael Amecha, V'Yishvayim Recha, V'Atziyo Mishkan Kvodecha, V'Malchus Beis David Mishichecha, and he really just bursts into tears. Chafetz Chaim, as he's benching, is just crying and crying and crying, saying, Oy, 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 Rachem Hashem Okeinu Ha'Yisrael Amecha, that God should have mercy on his nation, the Jewish people. When he gets to the end of the fourth bracha, before the Harachamon, so now you're really allowed to talk. Don't repeat that, because you shouldn't be talking too much. The Chafetz Chaim, before he starts the Harachamon, turns to Rav Schwab and he says, in a few years, he says, 12 million is going to look like nothing. 12 million is going to look like nothing. Hashem should have Rachmanis on us. 12 million, or how many people died in World War I. And he said, the Chafetz Chaim foretold the Holocaust. Said in a few years, 12 million is going to be like nothing. That's Rachim. Now, that should be what we say. We should have in mind that we should have the Kavanah. Rachim Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecha. God should have mercy on Yisrael Amecha. But there's so many tragedies. See, little things, we numbed it. Every week, Rachmanu Litzlan, there's another terrorist attack. So yeah, okay, we count the numbers. There was only one or two or three this time, Baruch Hashem. But that's not the attitude. Every single Yid in Klal Yisrael is tremendously important. And we should have, you know, as we think about the days of the Super Bowl, how we get excited about things which are, you know, maybe not as important to get excited about. We should also, instead of only combining for Super Bowl parties with our fellow Yidin, we should also have in mind the tsaros of Klal Yisrael and really suffer with them. We should cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should end all tsaros for Klal Yisrael.